Time to check Tech Talk now from EFTM.com. Trevor Long is with us. Trevor, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, really well.
That's the way. Hey, gift cards, physical gift cards, almost a thing of the past.
I hope so, because, you know, if you're environmentally friendly, there's plastic and cardboard involved. So a digital gift card is a reality now with a website called special.com.au. So basically, this is all about themed gift cards, not particular stores, just particular themes. So you could send a $5 to $1,000 gift card to someone who's a latte lover, and they'll work at cafes and restaurants. You could send a gift voucher to someone who's a tech head, and that'll work at, you know, your Harvey Normans and JB Hi-Fi's. You could send one to someone who's a pub crawler, and that'll work for their next bistro meal. So basically, you pick a theme, and you send this, and it arrives to the recipient as SMS. They open up an app, and the gift card is saved on their phone in the Apple Wallet. So it's actually a digital payment card that then you just use your mobile phone to tap and go at the thousands of retailers available for each card. So a fully digital gift card that allows you to also check the balance with ease in an app. So I love it. I think it's a really cool feature, really easy way to gift. And it's not, it shows a little bit of thought rather than the last minute idea of a gift card.
Yeah, no, great idea. Great idea. Hey, I was thinking just popping out, I need a new TV. I was thinking maybe I might grab one of these new LG $130,000 rollable TVs. Rollable? It'd want to make bloody toasted sandwiches for me, mate.
It'd want to, wouldn't it? But you can't even pop out and get one. I think you need to have some sort of special code or something. You can't see them at retails. LG are literally manufacturing these to order. So if you've got 130 grand, you order this TV. It's a big, beautiful silver box that sits probably 40 centimetres high off the ground. But when you power it on, a 65-inch TV rolls out from within the box. So this beautiful flat-screen TV, when it's not on, is rolled up. And I mean literally rolled up like a Glad wrap in a box inside this little entertainment unit. It's the most magnificent thing. It's the most ridiculously overpriced thing. But if I won Lotto, I'll be honest, I'd be thinking about it.
Okay. And they've got others, another 17 grand one as well. Have they got any for the regular folk?
They do. So those two are pretty outrageous. But they've got 42 different models of TV coming this year, starting at just $1,000. So plenty of new TVs on the market, and hopefully supply will be good. There might not be very many good deals, though, this year, I'm hearing, because basically there's so few TVs coming out of China that just buy now and you'll be fine all throughout the year.
Hey, mate, before you leave us too, like scams, we've talked about these a few times. And, you know, some of them, you sort of wonder, well, what are they actually after? And it's not just about getting money.
No, and a lot of people ask me, you know, what's the problem with this scam? What are they trying to achieve? Because they're just asking for my information. Well, just because you didn't hand over your credit card or your bank details doesn't mean you're not going to get absolutely hammered by these scammers. So what they're normally doing is they're looking for your information. I was testing one this week. It came to me. It was called Optus Tech. And it told me that my account needed upgrading or security needed upgrading. So when you go to the website and the link, it's just asking for your email address and password. And once you've done that, you've given the scammers your email and your password, which is stupid. You would never do it. But you think you're giving it to Optus or Telstra, whoever it is that texts you. But actually, you're handing it over to the scammers. And the next thing they ask for, once you've done that, is they ask for your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, your address. And once they've got those things, they've essentially got your credit. They've got the ability to ring your bank and be you. They've got the ability to apply for new credit on your behalf. So that's the long game here, is for scammers to essentially steal your identity.
Well, the good news, if they rang my bank, the bank would just laugh. Good on you, Trevor. Thanks very much indeed. We'll talk next week.
Cheers, buddy.
Good on you. Trevor Long, EFTM.com. Tech Talk.